In the name of Jesus Christ, I welcome you to the house of the Lord, and though we do so at yet a little bit of a distance, we know that we're focused, being one in heart, focusing upon our Savior Jesus Christ. And so I welcome you, along with my brethren, to share in his word, his spoken word, that we might learn and grow together. For a call to worship, I would like to read a couple verses from a hymn. Hymn 313. Look for the beautiful, look for the true. Sunshine and shadow are all around you. Look at the evil, you grope in the night. Looking at Jesus, you walk in the light. Look for the beautiful, honor the right. Live for the beautiful, live for the true. Lifting the fallen as Christ lifted you. Search for the jewels embedded in sin. Bring them to Jesus, his blood washes clean. Live for the beautiful, keep love within. And I'd also like to share a scripture from Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be afflicted for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And it continues on in the reading, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and see in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoicing in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I would ask that we might turn our hearts and our minds into our Savior, Jesus Christ, and learn of his way. We will now have a opening invocation by our brother elder, Justin Jones.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, O God, and hallowed be the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in his name that we call upon you, and we do so, Lord, humbly, recognizing our nothingness before thee, recognizing our frail state and our humanness. And Lord, it is our sincere desire this day to draw unto you and to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we are so grateful, Lord, that we have this freedom to draw apart, to come unto you, to cry out unto you, to sing songs of praise and to offer up our request unto thee. And so, Lord, as a group of thy followers have banded together, and though we find ourselves in different locations, Lord, our hearts are united and we are touching one thing, and that is you and your Son. And so I would ask, Lord, now on behalf of this congregation, as I present them unto you for a father's blessing, that you would forgive them of their sins, that you would open their hearts and their minds, and that you would bless our brother Mike as he has made preparation and you have blessed him and you have moved upon him. And now he stands ready, Lord, to bring forth and to feed thy sheep. May you open the windows of heaven unto him. May you loose his tongue. And Lord, may he feel the impress of thy spirit. And may that Holy Spirit which we have, may it carry those words into our heart. And may we find peace and comfort. And may we find that peace that passes all understanding. And so, God, we present this service to you for your watch care. And I would pray, Lord, that you might even lift it up unto your bosom now, that we might indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth. And Lord, would you please bless your people? Won't you forgive us of our sins? And may all the honor and the glory be thine forever and ever. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading comes from the 83rd section of the Doctrine and Covenants, verse 7b. For the word of the Lord is truth, and whatsoever is truth is light. And whatsoever light is spirit, even the spirit of Jesus Christ. May the Lord add his spirit to the reading of his word. I would first like to thank Sherilyn for that beautiful music that has prepared us to worship together in this unusual circumstance. Music is such a valuable part of our worship. I've known a few people in my life that were very capable of holding one-sided conversations for an extended period of time. That is certainly not my gift. When I'm speaking to someone or many, I try to read body language and pick up on nonverbal clues as to whether or not what I'm saying is being received. If it's not, I'm more than happy to stop talking. Today's a little bit different. I guess that I can presume that those who are tuned in are actually interested. Otherwise, it would be easy enough to just turn off the recording. So I hope that I can maintain your interest, and I pray that the Spirit of God will penetrate your heart and speak to you personally. Because of this arrangement, I will be reading more scripture and letting the power of the word speak for itself. So please bear with me. This may be more of a devotion than a sermon. We are living in some very momentous times. Our normal routines have been disrupted. In times like this, it's very easy to lose our focus. We hear many voices telling us to do this and that, to avoid this and that. We read a lot of information. Some may be good, some misleading, and some all-out lies. This can unnecessarily invoke uncertainty, fear, and anxiety. So today, I want to adjust our focus. And it all comes down to this simple message. Reading in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. For those of you that are listening only to an audio recording, I lit a single candle to represent that light of Christ. In the 12th chapter of John, verse 46, we read, and these are the words of Christ, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And in the third book of Nephi, chapter 4, verse 48, I am the light and the life of the world. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Also in the third book of Nephi, chapter 5, verse 12. And behold, I am the light and the life of the world. And I have drunk out of that bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning. Doctrine and Covenants, section 12, verse 5a. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who created the heavens and the earth, a light which cannot be hid in darkness. And finally, in the 39th section of Doctrine and Covenants, verse 1a, hearken and listen to the voice of Him who is from all eternity to all eternity, the great I Am, even Jesus Christ, the light and the life of the world, a light which shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. If you are comfortable doing so, I encourage all households that are listening to light a candle as a symbol of our solidarity, to look unto Christ and affix our focus on Him. If you are willing, go ahead and hit the pause button on this recording until you've done this. And when you have your candle lit, go ahead and resume the recording. If you don't have a candle or a lamp available, at the very least, commit to lighting the candle of your heart. Reading from the 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single to the glory of God, thy whole body shall be full of light. We must never lose our sight of who it is that we worship. He is the light, the creator of light, the source of all that is light and all that is good. He created the sun and the moon and the stars. These lights are there as standards and guides for us to measure times and seasons and to give direction as we use them as a reference. For example, the North Star, called Polaris, has been used many centuries to navigate in the northern hemisphere around the Earth. This is because it is in close alignment with the axis upon which the Earth rotates, therefore always pointing north. It's a good standard of reference. When we feel like we are losing direction, we need to turn to our standard, the source of all light, which is Jesus Christ. Reading in the 18th chapter of Alma, beginning with verse 11. These are the words of Alma to his son. And now, my son, I have told you this, that ye may learn wisdom, that ye may learn of me that there is no other way nor means whereby man can be saved, only in and through Christ. Behold, he is the life and the light of the world. Behold, he is the word of truth and righteousness. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 17, the verse after possibly the most read verse in the Bible. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believeth on him is not condemned, but he who believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God, which before was preached by the mouth of the holy prophets, for they testified of me. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For every one who doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he who loveth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. And he who obeyeth the truth, the works which he doeth, they are of God. You see, if we truly trust in the Lord and his message and his grace, we want to come to that light and reveal our entire selves to him, that we may be saved from our sin and our darkness. I think this week's theme is on obedience. And when we are obedient to the truth, the light of Christ enlightens our very soul. I'm lighting a second candle, that represents each of us. And this light reveals the truth of all things to us. In the book of Ether, chapter 1, beginning with verse 106. For because of my spirit, he shall know that these things are true. For it persuadeth men to do good. And whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do good is of me. For good cometh of none, save it be of me. I am the same that leadeth men to all good. He that will not believe my words will not believe me that I am. And he that will not believe me will not believe the Father who sent me. For behold, I am the Father, I am the light and the life and the truth of the world. Come unto me, O you Gentiles, and I will show unto you the greater things, the knowledge which is hid up because of unbelief. Come unto me, O you house of Israel, and it shall be made manifest unto you how great things the Father hath laid up for you from the foundation of the world. And it hath not come unto you because of unbelief. So we see that the light and the truth of Christ reveals all things and helps us judge right from wrong, good from evil. Along those same thoughts, we can also read in the 7th chapter of Moroni, beginning with verse 10. Wherefore all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good and to love God and to serve him is inspired of God. Wherefore, take heed, my beloved brethren, that you do not judge that which is evil to be of God, or that which is good and of God, to be of the devil. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge, that ye may know good from evil. And the way to judge is as plain, that ye may know with a perfect knowledge, as the daylight is from the dark night. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that they may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge, for everything which inviteth to do good and persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge, it is of God. But so whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil, and believe not in Christ, and deny him, and serve not God, then ye may know with a perfect knowledge, it is of the devil. For after this manner doth the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one. Neither doth his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. And now, my brethren, seeing that ye know the light by which ye may judge, which light is the light of Christ, see that you do not judge wrongfully, for with that same judgment which ye judge, ye shall also be judged. Wherefore I beseech you, brethren, that ye should search diligently in the light of Christ, that ye may know good from evil, and if ye will lay hold upon every good thing and condemn it not, ye certainly will be a child of Christ. In the book of 1 John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. When we receive the light of Christ, we desire to share it with others. We can share it with our friends. We can share it with our immediate family, our extended family. We can share it with our church family. Share it with our neighbors and our co-workers. There's always one. One more. And we can share it with all those that we come in contact with. You know, that's a testament that not everyone's ready to receive, even if we're willing to share. But we must continue to share that light of Christ. You know, this virus that has spread throughout the world has done so in a relatively short period of time. We must, however, remember that the light of Christ is transferred from one to another in love and always casts out darkness and fear. It brings us peace and comfort in times of need and unites us together. Doctrine and Covenants 85, 10a reminds us that intelligence cleaveth unto intelligence. Wisdom receiveth wisdom. Truth embraceth truth. Virtue loveth virtue. And light cleaveth unto light. Back to the 83rd section of the Doctrine and Covenants, beginning with verse 7, paragraph C. And the Spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world. And the Spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit. And every one that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit cometh unto God, even the Father. And the Father teacheth him of the covenant which he has renewed and confirmed upon you, which is confirmed upon you for your sakes, and not for your sakes only, but for the sake of the whole world. Very familiar passage of Scripture in the 5th chapter of Matthew. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Behold, do men light a candle and put it under a bushel? Nay, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before this world that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And in the second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the, and that's a small g, the god of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in our earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I think these next two verses speak to us, especially today. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. You might notice how each of these candles here are unique. They're different colors and shapes and sizes. Some even give off a fragrance. But the one thing they have in common is that light of Christ. Some may be slightly brighter than others. Nevertheless, the source of light is the same. We're like this. Those that have received the light of Christ have all been created with different gifts and blessings. Yet together, that light of Christ is magnified through all of us. We could continue to light one candle after another, after another, after another. And there's no end. And this light came from one source. There is no end or limit to the light of Christ. There will never be a shortage and will never run out. That's how wonderful his light is, and he desires to shine it upon us. We just need to simply share it with others and keep his spirit alive within us. We read in the 25th chapter of Matthew the parable of the 10 virgins. We know that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 wise virgins carried oil with them in their lamps, and the 5 foolish didn't have oil. They weren't prepared. In the 32nd section of Doctrine and Covenants, verse 3e, wherefore be faithful, praying always, having your lamps trimmed and burning, and oil with you, that ye may be ready at the coming of the bridegroom. For behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, that I come quickly. Even so. Amen. We can trim our lamps and increase our oil supply by reading God's word daily. In the 119th chapter of the book of Psalms, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And in the 12th chapter of Luke, verse 38, let your loins be girded about and have your lights burning. Prior to the great day of the Lord, the lights we have come to depend on will be darkened. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 10, for the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. But we know at the coming of Christ, his light will shine upon the ends of the earth. Matthew 24 and 27. For as the light of the morning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, and covereth the whole earth, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Also in Isaiah chapter 60, some selected verses 1 and 3, 19 and 20. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. I have one more scripture to read. And I would encourage you, if you feel comfortable, after you listen to this recording, that you would pray with your own family. Kneel, if you feel comfortable, and pray for wisdom and discernment, light and truth. Pray for the elderly and those among us that have an underlying illness. Also for those that are mourning the loss of loved ones. Pray for our health care providers and for our nation's leaders. Pray for the Lord's kingdom, and that it would come, and that his will would be done. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, beginning with verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, of the Most High, I call upon you, dear God, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that your people might abide under the wing of your protection, of your care, that you might give them refuge and protection, that you might show them your love, and that we might learn to trust and obey in you in greater ways. Let not your people be afraid of the plague that's in the land, but use prudence in our actions, O God, keeping an eye single to your glory, that we might walk that path. And in this humble state, O God, let us learn the lesson of our day, that you would give your angels charge over each one to keep them in that pathway of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so now I pray a blessing over this congregation today, that you will keep them and protect them, and they would learn to trust in you in even a greater way. May we take this time of opposition to see how it is that we have opportunity to serve you and to fulfill the full purpose of the calling in which you have sent us. I thank you, O God, for the lives of your people. Most of all, I thank you for the life of your Son, Jesus Christ. Might we always keep an eye single to that glory, working for thy kingdom's sake. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.